Hashem. Welcome, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parashas Yisrael. This week's parasha begins, of course, with the visit of Yisrael and his advice to Moshe Rabbeinu on how to run the Batei Dinim. At the end of that advice, we find Yisrael saying the following, and this is the last pasuk before Shlishi. If you'll do as I tell you, then you will be able to persevere. And also, all of Klal Yisrael will be able to come in peace. Now, there is a kasha here on the Yavai B'Shalayim, and that is that the Gemara says in Brachis that the proper greeting or the proper expression to someone who is alive is always to wish him to come and go lishalayim, with the word lamed before the word shalayim, come and go to peace. The proper greeting for a nifter, a levaya, as one, as he departs, the proper expression there is lech bishalayim. And the explanation is lech bishalayim, you're going with the peace you already have, because someone who passed away can achieve no more peace. Lech bishalayim is inappropriate for a living person. So the kasha then is, why here we find this expression of Yisrael saying lech bishalayim? The kasha is even stronger when we look back at Parshas Shemais, and we see that Yisrael himself, when he gave permission for Moshe Rabbeinu to leave in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yudches, Vayemi Yisrael Moshe, Lech Lishalayim, go to peace, and apparently aware of the proper expression. Why then here, Gam Kolo Amazeh Al Mekayma Yavai Bishalayim? So I'd like to share with you two answers on this question. The first is something that Rav Palm often said in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. He said that this pasuk is a remez to Gilgulim, the idea that a neshama could be forced to come back to this world for a second or even a third life if he had some unfinished business, so to speak, in his first life. Now that, we understand, is a pain for the neshama. The neshama is in tzar, doesn't want to have to come back. If someone owes money to someone else, then there's a concept that he has to come back to repay that money. Now, probably not if someone's an oinus, but if someone has some sort of guilt in owing money to someone else. If the Batei Dinim run properly and people go to Bezdin and things are resolved, then when the neshama comes upstairs, the neshama comes bishalayim. It doesn't mean after a person's death. Bishalayim. Gam kolam azeh al mekayma yavai bishalayim. Yisrael was saying that if the Batei Dinim are run properly, the neshamas can come upstairs bishalayim with complete peace and can be in peace and be alam ha'emes. However, if the Batei Dinim don't run properly, people have to wait many hours online and get sick of it and don't come, then they lack that bishalayim because they're liable to have to come back for another gilgul because of financial issues that were not resolved. This is one pshat. I saw a second pshat in the Tziv in Hanik Dovar. Says a different pshat in this Yavai Bishalayim. It says an interesting thing. He says that we know Batei Dinim can rule in one of two ways. Either Shuras Hadin, the Beis Din can try to figure out what the halacha is and settle a dispute that way, or through Pshara. Pshara is sort of a compromise. It's the idea that the Beis Din can try to make some accommodation between the sides. That's called a Pshara. We know that Pshara is something which is healthy for the litigants. If it's a Pshara to which they both agree, they walk out somehow. They will walk out friendly, not as best friends, but at least with a level of civility towards each other. Masha'en Kain Shura Sadin. Since in a Din Torah, each side typically feels that it is totally right. When the Bezdin paskens like one side without any Pshara, the other side, of course, feels cheated. Unless they're Bali Madrega, who don't. But most people are that way. And therefore, we advise to do Pshara. Is halacha chayshim mishpat that if a dayan knows the halacha, he's prohibited from making a pshara. What I mean to say Dayanim have to sit down and work through the sugya, because things are not usually clear in Shulchan Aruch. Then they can offer a pshara. They don't know the halacha. But if they know Lahechan Adinaita, they know what the halacha is, then they are prohibited from doing pshara. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu never did pshara. He always had to do Shur Sadin. He learned the Torah as a gift from the Rabbi Nishalayla and knew exactly what to do. Part of Yisrael's advice, says the Nativ, was to get Sari Meyais, Sari Asarais, people that are not totally clear in the halacha, so that they are eligible to offer pshara. When he paskins, it affects the shalom of the people. Pshara is called Mishpat Shalom. It's called the judgment of peace. And therefore, the Nitziv teaches on Makayma Yavai Mishalom. They will come, this doesn't refer to the normal shalom that a person says as a greeting or as a departure greeting to a neshama or to a living person. Rather, it means they will come Mishalom with Mishpat Shalom, with the judgment of peace, which is ideal and the best. Let's move on to the preparation for the Aseres HaDibros. After Revi, we read that Klal Yisrael Vayisu Me Refidim left the city of Refidim Vayavayu Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai, actually to Har Sinai. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that these words of introduction to their arrival at Har Sinai actually hint at how a person must prepare for learning throughout the generations. And the Vayisu may receive him is a reference to the fact that when Klal Yisrael is in Refidim, we learned Rafu Yodayim in a Torah. They were weak in the learning of Torah. So that Vayisum Refidim Vayavayim in Bar Sinai is telling us that Klal Yisrael, in order to learn properly, has to leave the Refidim, has to leave the laziness that the person can have in his learning and learn with enthusiasm. Rav Truk, in his Sefer, many people asked me the name of the Sefer when I quoted it last week. It's Darash Mordechai, a Sefer put up by his family in Eretz Yisrael. He brings a Rosh Mishkap, used to say that when a person is learning and he wants to explain a Svara, if he explains a Svara and doesn't use any type of hand motions or hand movement, any type of gesticulation to explain what he is saying, that's a chesaron in the svara. To explain a svara properly, there has to be tenuas yadayim. Sherafu yadayim in hatayra. It says by Refidim, the hands were lazy from Torah. They learned rafu yadayim in hatayra. The hands were lazy in the limud hatayra. They explained things by atzlus, lazily, without enthusiasm. That's a problem. Rav Truk adds that in the Chavis Yoyer Sefer, he writes, is a rabbinic expression. When someone passed something wrong or made an psak that was incorrect, the rabbinic expression to derive that is Loimotza Yadav Raglo Bebeis HaMedrash. He didn't find his hands and feet in the Beis HaMedrash. And Rav Truk suggests that, actually brings the Chavis Yoyer who suggests that it means learning without enthusiasm, without the yodayim, without the excitement of hand motion in explaining. What is Raglav Bebeis HaMedrash? We learn in the same psukim right after Revi that Klal Yisrael arrived at Har Sinai, Be'emez Ebo Midbar Sinai. Chazal v'drashim that it should say Be'em Ahubo Midbar Sinai. That day they came. What is Yom HaZeh on this day? So Chazal have a well-known drasha, which Rashi brings, that Yud Divrei Torah Chadashim Alecha Kilo Hayom Nosnu, that every day the Torah should be to you Kilo Hayom Nitnu, rather, as if it was given today. But Yom HaZeh, on this day, you should act as if you came to Har Sinai. The Rav Truk explains that you can see the way a person walks into the Beis Medrash for a Seder. He walks in forcefully, deliberately, enthusiastically, you know he's going to learn well. He walks in lazily, drays around, takes a while to get to a seat. You know that the learning will be a very challenged and unenthusiastic learning. So that the raglayim, the feet too, tell us a lot about the learning. use your hands, use your feet to build up the enthusiasm, to show the enthusiasm that a person has in his limud haTorah. So one part on Bishalayim, actually two, and another thought on the Yisur Merafidim. I'd like to speak briefly about the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush, of course, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kaddishai, is in this week's parasha, the Aseres HaDibris. And the mitzvah is to make Kiddush in HaTorah at night, and Rabbanon by day as well. Point to everyone, the mitzvah L'Chatchima is with wine or grape juice, wine preferably, when a person makes his Kiddush. I once heard from Shlomo Brown, the author of Sharma Tzionu B'Halacha, one of the first Hasidish Rabbanim in Flatbush. He said that a person should keep all Hasidish Minhagim except two. One of those two is the meaning of many Hasidim to make Kiddush on Shnaps. Now, first of all, even if you make Kiddush on a Revius of Shnaps, it is not L'chatzila, it's not preferable. But certainly, if a person makes Kiddush on a 1 ounce cup of Shnaps, it's not the way the mitzvah should be done. It seems from the Shulchan Aruch that a person is not even Yaitzah B'Diyavit. And therefore, Kiddush should be made the way my father, Olav HaShalom, used to make Kiddush on Shnaps. When I got a little older, I mentioned him in Shilom. And he said, he asked the Debrezina Rav, held him all the Chassidish and Hagim. And from then on, he made Kiddush on wine. He drank Shnaps later, after the fish, but he made Kiddush on wine or grape juice. I'd like to share with you something that I heard from Rav Moshe. I once asked Rav Moshe about this minig. Of course, Rav Moshe helped to make Kiddush on wine, but he asked in the following context. I told him that the Chassidim make on Shnaps, on a 1 ounce cup of Shnaps, and we have a complaint that it's not the shear. I told him that a certain Chassidish has spoken and had been malami close on the minig, based on the Taz in the beginning of Simon Reshut. The Taz there writes that when making a Bar Nefashis, one of course needs to drink or Revius to make a Bar Nefashis. The Taz holds that when drinking Schnapps, a person could make a Bar Nefashis even on a smaller amount of Schnapps. Because it's the derech to drink a small amount of Schnapps, just like it is the derech to drink a Revius. And therefore the Taz Reshut, if Aleph writes, Nerolidi, Ayin Straf, Shabim Medina, Seinu, Ein Edechval Zeh, it's not included in the requirement of a Revius. And therefore, he writes to Bezeh, Ye Efshul Lishtais Revius. It's not even possible to drink so much in one shot. And that, even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pascha like the Taz, but at least the Taz should be a suitable teretz for the Minhag Ha'olam. Rav Moshe told me to go home and look at the Taz completely, and I'll see that it's a mistake. He told me this after Shacharis one day. I came back to Yeshiva, and with a few friends, we learned the Taz. And I'd like to share with you what I think Rav Moshe meant. The Taz does say that on Schnapps, less than a Revius, a person can make a Bar Nefashis. However, if one reads the Taz, one sees his Psak. He writes at the end that since Taisa's Shita is that you always make Bar Nefashis on a Mashu, so here we can be Mitzar of Taisa's Shita to my Svara, and you can make a Bar Nefashis on a small amount of Schnapps. Taisa's Shita is that Bar Nefashis is on a Mashu. But Taisus doesn't hold that way by Kiddush. So that even though the Taz held this way in regard to Bar Nefashis, that has nothing to do with Kiddush, where there is no Tziruf of Taisus Shita. I think that was what Rav Moshe meant. I mentioned it to be Mizar as you like to drink Schnapps, but make Kiddush on a Revius. I'd like to end with a question. I had this question as I was reviewing the Parsha. Again, I'm not aware if anybody asks it. I think it's a good question. Rashi, in the beginning of the parasha, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Hey, tells us about Yisrael, that he came to the Midbar. Shvachai Shul Yisrael, Diber Akasa, we're talking about his praise. Shaya Yashu Bekfai De Shalaylam. He lived in Midian in great honor. But not really, but Allah Te Salah Midbar. And nevertheless, he left to come to the Midbar. Is that so? Yisrael in Midbar, in Midian, was living in great honor? Did you forget the Rashi in Parshas Shemais? Perek Bey is Pasuk Yud Zayin. Rashi is telling us why Yisrael's daughters had such a high being able to give water to their cattle. Rashi tells us, Mibnei Hanidoi, that the other shepherds chased them away from the well. Mibnei Hanidoi, because Yisrael was put in Cheirim, as the Sefer Chamidim explains. Since he abandoned their Avodah Zarah, he was put in Cheirim. He was living in Midian and Cheirim. They didn't allow his cattle or his sheep to use the water from the well. What is Rashi here saying? That he was living in the covenant, he was living in great honor? Tliya, absolute Tliya. Anyway, good kashas for Shabbos. No, my time is up for today. Good Shabbos to one and all.